Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Scanline Tuesday on Twitter today at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook and broadcast podcast, iTunes. We had Andrew Zimmern on earlier from the Bizarre Foods, the new season tonight. And also tonight, the Funny Bone in Omaha, funnybonomaha.com for tickets. The last night of the Addicts Comedy Tour featuring Mark Lundholm and Curtis Matthews, who are with us. Right now, and Colleen's hanging out, too.
And these guys are kind of like Bizarre Foods.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The last night of the tour.
Speaking of Bizarre Foods, let's talk about Colleen's vagina. Yeah. Now, here's I don't even know Colleen. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll I got fired. I'm leaving
now. We'll be back.
Oh, you'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll always be
back. Because I know how to talk on the radio.
I talk good on radio.
I'm just trying to keep you away from my headphones. Yeah. I want to wear them.
All right. There you go.
Crazy.
Craig. Henri Craig this morning. Him and Mark are just verbal jousting.
Oh, I love it, man.
Verbal jousting. And Mark's butter line.
You got him fired up.
Mark's churned butter line did not stick to the tape because people were talking over it.
Churning his butter makes my whole day.
Now you're giving it to us. Well, we'll use it.
I heard you pander.
We'll use it. Right,
you don't
not as good as this.
Dad, can I talk to you about man stuff?
Yes, you
I
can,
don't like
Marky.
I like to talk right there. I sound like I'm a foreigner.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you about your man stuff? Nothing wrong with foreigners, I guess. No.
Oh, boy.
That was too late. Wasn't
relax. No, you just sound like one. There's nothing wrong with them. You did sound like
you
one.
You ever say something to your wife?
Yes, all the time.
1,001, 1,002, and you go, uh-oh.
Yep.
She goes, when I was first married, the first wife, she goes, you know, what happens when you, what happens when, like, we've been married a long time, and, you know, I'm afraid you'll want somebody young and hot. And I go, I don't want young and hot. I want you.
Yeah.
And I go,
And you know what? Turned out to be prophetic, didn't it?
We had a friend of ours.
Turned out she had good insight.
No, it did. She wasn't wrong.
We had a friend of ours who used to work with us. I'm not going to drop any names. And there was a hot, real, like maybe a stripper or a porn star. I don't know who it was. Some really hot girl was in the studio with us, but maybe an actress. And his wife is sort of jealous.
I know
they're not together anymore. I know you don't.
I know who it was.
I know, I'm not saying any names. And I said, you know who the actress was?
Yes.
Who was it?
It was Tracy Bingham.
Yeah, Tracy Bingham was gorgeous. So she's sitting there, and his wife is kind of jealous because we're all drooling. They were young. He goes, honey, she's completely hot. She doesn't want me.
Oh.
Right. I don't stand.
Now, that makes sense, but to all guys that makes sense, but not.
Listen,
I don't stand a chance with her.
She's so hot, I don't stand a chance with her. So don't be jealous. Right. But that's the woman that took
hers.
You.
Look what I settled for.
Not the right thing to say.
Yeah. No.
But you're right. I understand the sentiment.
I settled for pork shoulder.
Old Spam showed up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What's new, Craig?
Well, I'll tell you what's old. It was on this date in 01.
All right, there you go. He says that all the time. Now he's going to rub that in.
Well, you don't say one.
No, you don't say one.
Okay. You don't even say 90. I mean, even in the 19s, you didn't say one.
But did we need the glare there afterwards from you?
No. No, only one of us, yeah. Not we. Only one of us needs the glare afterwards.
You sound like my PO right now.
No, only one of us.
You have a nice smile. Why don't you use it more?
Look around you.
He's the worst ad for non-smoking. Yeah. Yeah. Good Lord. Drop the cigarettes and be an angry old man.
Yeah. It was on this date in 01, 2000. 01.
Jesus.
Or do you prefer 2001?
No, listen. I'm 21. I'm just tired
just
of living.
Like 21?
Yeah. No, I'm tired of living.
Go ahead.
Right now.
You've come to the right place.
What happened?
Kiss drummer Peter Criss left the group during their exceedingly long farewell tour.
Yeah, I started in 96. So I've been 5 years, I guess. Yeah. And they're still touring.
And Carol Channing is 96 today.
Craig.
Carol Channing would have been better in Kiss.
Craig.
Got to be honest.
You got to do her now. Craig hates this, but Craig does, well, the best Carol Channing in this room. Do it. Do me a favor, guys. Laugh, because if you don't laugh, it's going to sound really awkward.
Oh, I'm laughing before I start.
I know.
Yeah. I was drooling there.
This
over
is horrible.
80% of your audience is, who's Carol Channing? So go ahead.
That's true.
85. They just 86.
96% said, who's Craig? Yeah.
That's
they,
that.
They know Craig's impersonation more than they know her. Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not bad.
Not bad at all. Thank you.
You know what that looked like? You were trying to pass a kidney stone.
That's what it looks like when she does it,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
It is an old impersonation, but
that's it's so great. That's all I've got.
96.
Yeah, she's yeah. 96.
And he smiles when he does that impersonation.
Yes, he does.
Well, you have to.
He can turn the world on.
He does, too. He does Carol Channing and Bob Dylan, believe it or not. That's it. Yeah.
The Bob Dylan has really gone downhill.
There's not much of a difference there.
No, it's not.
If you think about
and
it.
And Bob Dylan really didn't say anything. What'd you say?
I mean.
That's Bob Dylan. He's a master of voices of two.
Do you remember Leave It to Beaver? That's what Mark's impression of his kid sounds like. Can I hear that again?
Yeah, right here it is.
Dad, can I talk to you about
see,
man stuff?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Wally, what are we going to do about Beaver? Is that right?
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, that's stupid.
And he knows stupid.
He does. Yeah.
This guy's slow. How much dead air do you? This is a paper here. It's another paper.
That's what we do, man.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, yeah. Love him.
Pregnant pauses. We prefer.
I'll say he's older
to call them.
I.
And he says he's not addicted to sex.
Ah.
Now, last year, there were reports that said that he was in therapy for sex addiction, but right. In a new interview, Ozzy said, I'm in a rock band, aren't I? There's yeah. always been groupies. I just got caught, didn't I?
Ooh. I love that he does that still.
It was a bump in the road. I don't think I'm a sex addict.
It's like 70, man. I'm in a rock band. I knocked a girl. I was banging, a maid or something
the
like
nanny
that?
Nanny or
the
something.
The nanny when he was 68.
Or the yeah. hair style. I don't know.
Good for him.
But Sharon took him back.
Exactly.
So they're very codependent.
They all big time. Well,
they've got a good
evidently.
Dance.
There's a huge paychecks together there.
If somebody says you got a problem with something, isn't your first line, no, I don't?
True.
Right? Well, that's good.
But
that's
this
good
is not
defense.
His first line because he's been to sex addiction therapy. And is now, after that, he's saying he's not addicted to sex. There was just some stuff around, and he was willing.
Star, yeah.
Those are real meetings, too, the SA, SLA.
Yeah.
I used to go.
Did you do those?
I'd stay in the parking lot and help some chick read out.
Lady.
Did you pour? Did you? Do you perform any of those? Or that's not your, that wasn't your.
That's not the verb you really use there,
no,
right?
No. But, have you ever done shows in front of the sex addicts? Right?
Yeah.
Did you ever, that's like easy pickings for you, though, right?
Pretty much.
Now, was it.
Pretty much. Especially when they say keep it.
Were you breaking
G-rated?
A code by getting off stage at a sex, doing your show in front of a sex addicts meeting, knowing the people, the girls in the crowd are going to like you because you're the guy on stage? Are you allowed to go bang one of those chicks?
No.
Oh, okay,
never,
you couldn't do that.
Never. That's an easy shutdown.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
No, because it's not about you.
No,
they would do the next guy and the guy that.
Oh, I know they would, but who cares?
That's a lane on the addiction.
Or were
highway,
you like a Jennifer Aniston character in Horrible Bosses? You try and find a lesbian and flip her.
Yeah.
Not interesting.
No.
To me. No.
He more tried, people knew Carol
he tried
Channing.
To.
No. I mean, listen, I wouldn't. There's just a boundary there,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well,
I,
plus you wouldn't get hired back.
Well, no, and
he's banging,
that
he's banging the people in the audience. Right.
That would follow you worse than if you actually drank again or
oh, I bet it
like
would,
that.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
include another person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wicked one there.
Got it.
But, so that's
still
just
be tough
a joke.
To turn down. It's probably
just
was,
a joke.
Probably was some hot chicks in the crowd, right? Or some not.
You know what? In a recovery, there's always hot
No, I'm
chicks.
Talking about sex addicts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, you got to shut that down, though.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You know, first thought wrong is, well, that's my type. Well, how do you know that? Because she's broken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said, what's your type? Well, low self-esteem, fake boobs, and daddy issues.
Right. There you go.
Vulnerable. You like
what's
vulnerable?
Your sex? Well, yeah. What's your sexual preference? Often?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gave me that shirt. First thought wrong.
Yes.
On the front, perfectly broken on the back. Yeah. I've had any number of people tell me, oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm
so
glad.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Are we mending fences here?
Oh, no.
It doesn't feel good.
We got 10 more minutes.
No.
Oh, it'll happen.
It'll be broken
all right.
again.
All right.
Come on.
Ozzy says that in any marriage, you grow apart if you don't spend enough time together, and that was part of the problem. He said Sharon's a workaholic, and that's great, but if she comes home from X Factor and wants to go to bed, what the F am I supposed to do? That's why men do stupid things when they're on their own.
Yeah. They're
I'm
all
not
true.
Buying any of that.
As for Sharon.
Wait, maybe he's not older. Maybe he's 11.
Yeah.
Well.
He's Ozzy, man. He's messed
Ozzy.
Up, man.
Like, can you imagine? Who's having sex with that?
I don't know. He's still on stage rocking, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
As a
By the way,
star.
The nanny was not that hot he was banging. Remember that? She wasn't that hot.
Well, no.
But he's
really
also 70. He's also 70, right?
Yeah. But he's a rock star.
Yeah, he is a rock
so
star.
I'm sure he can get a steady diet of it if he wants.
Yeah, because I remember we just saw Black Sabbath full of hot chicks in the crowd.
It would be tough.
I'm joking.
No.
It wasn't.
No.
It was pretty older. Yeah. It's a Sabbath.
Yeah, don't you think it'd be difficult to live a lifestyle like years and years where nobody says no? Nobody says no to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody.
That's why
your
people,
doctors don't say no. Right. The prescriptions, they don't say no.
Oh,
the growth,
women don't say no.
No. Nobody
Managers
says
don't
no
say no
to you.
Because you've always been a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been a star for years.
Yeah, you're in a cocoon of
right.
yes, sir.
And you got money to pay people to say no, to not yeah. say no, excuse me. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be a lot of self.
Yeah, that didn't work out for Elvis or
yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
Cetera,
nobody
et
says no.
Nobody can
Prince,
say no.
Prince, anybody.
Oh.
But you know, the Sabbath crowd may not be full of supermodels, but they put out.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not. I guarantee they put out.
That's like a drive-thru.
But mainly,
you know, it's not great.
It's like a
but,
truck stop at the Sabbath shows. You just go and there's a lot lizard and.
Hey, Sabbath. last night.
That's a pretty hardcore dude crowd. Sabbath.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, that's right up there with Rush.
Goth women right from the 70s. Yeah. Good lord.
You know, total non sequitur here. But last night, we finished the show. We're driving back to the hotel. And we just get a little bite to eat. I hadn't eaten since 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't like to eat late, but I need something.
Right.
And so we're looking for fast food, and close to here, there was a Burger King.
Okay.
Right? Well, it was closed.
Yeah.
It says open till midnight on the phone.
Yeah.
And the phone knows everything.
Right.
So that's not wrong. But it's closed. So we went through the drive-through anyway so Curtis could yell at the closed window. It was hysterical.
Yeah,
I don't know why it was so
system,
stupid.
Huh?
It was funny. He's yelling at the, why are you around?
Why are you killing people?
Yeah.
Why are you killing people?
There had to be somebody in there cleaning up. They might have heard you.
Yeah. Well, we thought we'd be on the news or there'd be like that black and white looking for two men.
Yelling at it.
There's nobody in there. Nobody around there, you know.
But it was till midnight.
Well, and his favorite line is like, it's like driving with Dad. Remember how Dad used to have lines when you go on vacation in the car, and you know these always go-to
Shut up,
jokes.
Right. About,
I'll turn go-to. This car around.
Yeah, that stuff
that
like
kind
that,
of stuff.
Or funny stuff to try to get. And the joke loses its power after the 15th.
Oh yeah,
time on the road.
Yeah.
Well, every time we pull away from a drive-through anywhere, Starbucks, anything. Mm. Curtis always goes, next time use a gun because you're robbing people.
It's just something to say.
Yeah. So now Grayson says that.
Yeah.
He goes, Dad, Curtis. I go, what is it, buddy? Next time use a gun because you're robbing people.
You know what? My daughter plays basketball. There's a guy, one of the grandfathers of one of the other daughters, is just great. He used to referee basketball, but he yells the whole time. And he's got to be, I don't know, he's 70-something years old. But he's yelling every game he yells, and he always yells this one. It's a nice game, ref. Too bad you're missing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, he does it all the time. Yeah. And he yelled again yesterday at a game I was at. And the guy made a bad call, but the ref finally looked up at him like, are you kidding me? But it was just great. Nice game, ref. Too bad you're missing it. Yeah. That never – I still love that. I still love that. But refs don't like that.
You know, I'm a hockey fan.
Kids are nine.
Went to Madison Square to watch the Rangers play.
They're 14, and Craig.
New York best hecklers.
Much more important.
This guy yells at the ref. He goes, hey, ref, I'm going to come to your house and burn it down. I went, you know what? That's it.
I like that.
Heckle. Good heckle.
That's a good heckle.
Yeah, I'm going to burn your house down with an F word in it, too. And I went, oh, New York, this is great.
So, that's an original heckle, though.
Yeah. He was an usher.
He was the coach. Yeah, it was bad.
They're both sporting their San Jose Sharks shirts today.
Yes.
You call each other this morning? Or did you wake up next to each other?
Let's wear Sharks gear. Go Sharks.
Which I got no problem being, I got no problem being fans, but you both showed up
gay.
In Sharks gear. And Omaha, Nebraska, you're San Jose Sharks fans. That's okay. You're from there. I get it. You're sitting at breakfast this morning. Did somebody say, are the Sharks in town tonight? playing that Omaha NHL team?
Yes.
All right.
No, they're at home playing
and
the Blackhawks tonight.
And nobody went upstairs to change. We'll go on the show together like this.
You know, that was the part that, right. That's what I feel worst about.
Nobody went and changed?
No, it never occurred to me to go upstairs and change. I thought, I'm old. Here's how old we are.
Oh, I don't care.
Seriously, like, it just, at some point you just know.
I know.
You know you're too old when ..
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's
right.
a bunch of them.
But you don't care.
I just didn't care.
No, I know.
But here's the thing, and this was really
And I didn't bring
telling.
It up for 2 hours.
No, this you did good. The restraint was amazing.
I know, but you both, they both got Sharks gear on this morning. Go Sharks.
He's got a jersey. What is that?
Yeah, but you got a sweatshirt on.
That's true.
I have a thong.
A Sharks thong.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Creepy.
You know where the teeth are?
All right. Okay,
so
whoa.
We do this. We're sitting at breakfast. There's a cute little lady who's working at the hotel to serve breakfast and stuff. Can I get you anything? I looked at her. She was shapely, right? Mm-hmm. My first thought was, she's not wearing a belt. Where's her belt?
Okay, all right.
He said the same
thing. Yeah, Mark looks at me and I'm like, yeah, she needs a belt.
Yeah.
That's where, right?
I sit down.
That's it.
It's not even she's hot.
He didn't hear me say that. Yeah. I said that to myself. Yeah. I walk over to the table where he's sitting. He goes, she needs a belt.
That's where we're at now.
No, man.
It's come to
I'm
this.
I'm going to drive into a pole with no airbag real fast. She needs a belt. That's what she got, a beautiful waist.
Yeah, everything about
it. Nice rack on her. Where's your belt, hon? Where's your belt, girly?
And she went, go Sharks. Hope you win tonight.
Heck yeah.
Are you guys twins?
Hope you find that Sharks bar you're looking for.
Shark bar.
Where's the San Jose Sharks bar?
It's out by the funny bone. It's right there. It's right there. It'll be big.
Stupid I am.
I know. That's okay.
You know, you're
I'm
too
glad you guys color coordinated when you came in this
well,
morning.
You know you're too old when you need, you know, eyeglasses to look at laptop there porn. That's Jesus' way of saying we're beyond this, brother. Yeah, slow it down.
Well, I mean, if you got to look at the porn, you're going to have to use your glasses.
Craig's sitting there with his little bifocals on.
Says a man with bifocals.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how he looks.
If you're going to look at it, you
got
to see it.
You got to see it. You got to
no
see
question.
It.
No question. Yeah, right. If you were up early, we had
what
a
kind
nice
of genre do you watch? What kind of porn genre are you into, Craig?
Hockey porn is in.
Yes.
Yeah. Shark porn.
Generally, porn. Right, yeah, right. Generally it is the hockey.
Right, do you? That's just stupid.
Yeah. More often than not.
Sharks pregame party tonight, the Funny Bone.
Yes.
The Addicts Comedy Tour, Mark Lundholm and Curtis Matthews.
Just Google it.
Go San Jose tonight.
You know, every once in a while, I forget you're funny. I do. I forget. No, you're really funny, man. I forget sometimes.
He's subtle.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
Yeah. He is tonight. Very subtle.
Tonight.
Chicks who need belts. That's one of your favorite porn genres
show.
Right
that was,
there.
That was embarrassing.
We're giving out belts tonight. It's belt night at the Funny Bone. Come on down for free belts.
To hang yourself.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. I stepped over the line.
Why did you apologize there?
I don't know. I'm not.
Why'd you apologize?
I'm not. No, because Curtis took it hard.
Yeah. No, he's seen your act. I get it.
I've seen his act a lot of times.
Yeah, no. That's why you need a belt.
I've been with him a long time. Curtis always takes it hard.
Oh, boy. I was in his mouth. You can have that one again. That one.
It was in my mouth.
There you go. Creepy. This is the creepiest.
You know, I'm going to a shelter at 1 o'clock today to do a free show, right?
Good for you.
I hope to God no one was listening to you. I'm going to walk in there. They're just going to cuff me and walk me out.
They may turn you away at the door.
I'm not kidding. With this show?
Yeah.
They may
go, no thanks.
No.
No, I know you do a lot of that stuff, a lot of pro bono stuff. That's very cool. You own a shelter today in town?
It works for me. It's fun. I'm just scared to death. I'm going to walk in there and go, you know, we made a bad choice.
Change your clothes and they might not recognize you.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. There with the Sharks jersey, dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Okay. Dead giveaway.
Out of Florida, according to cops, 28-year-old Takora Fields was involved in a brawl in St. Petersburg. She told a St. Petersburg cop that she'd hit him with her tampon.
Oh, jeez. A loaded one?
Yes.
All right.
After issuing those threats,
they're pretty light unless they're
Fields was lead. Then seen with both her hands in her genital area with her pants open.
She was then observed throwing
a wet white paper object at the cop.
Wow.
The tampon struck the officer's left shoulder.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question.
Did she have a belt?
After flinging the tampon.
A sanitary belt.
Fields sought to flee into a nearby residence.
That's old school, man.
But she was apprehended following a successful taser deployment.
What's your question, Mark?
That didn't make sense. Something was off there. Now, I'm no Columbo.
Yeah.
But the words were through a wet white object.
Yeah, I was going to say, why was it?
Maybe it was new.
Yeah, well, then it was still wet.
Well, then it just bounces off.
I can't answer all these things.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm
not going to question the police officer.
All right.
You're the only one in this room.
Yeah?
It's a tampon from 017.
That's right. It would be from 017.
Could have been 016.
Do I have a vagina?
Yep. Oh. Apparently you do if you get a tampon.
According to the officer, the crime was carried out, quote, by use of a deadly weapon, to wit, a used tampon.
Well, because it probably had some whatever on it. I get it, man. Jeez, that's how we wrapped up the
show. On that note.
Yeah. Man.
I think we wrapped up a show on some menstrual blood story.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
Sometime last week.
Tune in tomorrow for feces.
Tomorrow, we may have some, women banging kids, students, and whatnot.
One more night of the Addicts Comedy Tour tonight at the Funny Bone in Omaha, funnybonomaha.com. Mark and Curtis, where are your gigs for all over the country? Can people listen everywhere on the show?
And addictscomedy.com, www.addictscomedy.com. Check us out, and marklundholm.com.
All right, thank you, Curtis. Yeah. Appreciate good
Love
seeing you
guys,
Curtis,
man.
Love you too, man.
Good seeing
Curtis,
you.
Curtis, hope you're back soon, all right?
Thanks very much.
Even though you hammered Colleen earlier.
I love her. Love them both. I didn't hammer her.
He needs a ride back to the hotel.
Andrew Zimmer was on the phone on the show too today. Check it out on the podcast, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Who's tomorrow, Puss? I'm sorry.
We got a solo Nick Allen. The gay dad has to scratch.
Okay. All right.
Yes, he does.
We'll just go with that. See you tomorrow.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.